kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the rush hour. Have your say on the AFL Player of the Round. Head to Google and search AFL Vote. Voting's open now.
Dodged, weave, feeds it out, Rioli. What's he do? He waits. He watches. Gives it off. Don't tell me it's Graham. Graham's got four. Graham's got four goals. He's kicked the last four goals of the game, Graham.
And in he comes, Jackie boy. Nice to see you.
Howdy, guys. Thanks for having me.
I think you've got the coaches' votes in front of you there, Willis. So you can tell Jack yourself.
Well, Dion Prestio has been very, very good the last month. He got nine, Jim. And then Graham Jack got eight. So
eight.
That's a good effort.
Brilliant.
I'll take that.
Eight. And then Shane Edwards in his 250th. Vlosten and Liam Jones, who won't play again this year. But, hey, mate, let me tell you, that is a good game, and what a great story it was. If we go back to 2017, you got in around 22, and then, of course, do you still think about that grand final day when in your fifth game you won a premiership?
Yeah, definitely. It's still pretty surreal how it all happened. Fifth game, I was just pretty happy to get a game, really, let alone play in a grand final. But I don't think it sunk in, but I know down the track it really will.
And life membership, that is a classic, isn't it? After five games, life membership.
Yeah, I think they brought in that rule that year. I'm pretty lucky again.
You hear from a lot of players who have the ultimate success as quickly as you did, and they turn around later and they say, I didn't appreciate it at the time. How could you? You're only playing your fifth game. So when I played in another one, which hopefully you will, they all say, I appreciated the second one so much more because I understood the hard work to get there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously I didn't play that full year in the build-up, but I'd love to be a part, like this year, play the full year and get to the final day.
Yeah. Mate, the Tigers have won, what now, seven straight?
Yeah, we're going nicely, which is good.
And got the band back together, that's the good bit.
Yeah, that's right. We've still got a few more to come in, Koch and Dusty, hopefully they're both in this week.
Sunday.
So that'll add to the strength of the team, but yeah, we're moving nicely.
And 60,000, Richmond wants to get 60,000 Tiger fans to the game this Sunday, Jim. You got, how many members you got? 103 or something,
isn't it? Yeah, we got the tons. So yeah, it'd be great to see them all there on the weekend. I don't think we've had 60,000 at an Eagles game.
Well, you haven't, because the Tigers' crowd record against the Eagles is 57,616 last year at Optus Stadium.
Yeah,
so that's hence why we want the 60 to beat the Optus Stadium. Have you been to that ground? Did you play in that game?
Yeah, yep.
Is there a car park underneath?
Oh, I can't remember. Yes, I reckon there is. The bus drove in underneath.
Ah,
Bill,
Jim!
It's under the sand.
The bus drove in underneath.
Fat, Jack's been there once.
Yep.
I've been there 10 times. There's no car park under the grass.
Hang on, Jack just said. So you got in a bus, Jack, from your hotel room.
Yep.
You went over the Swan River, around, then around the ground, and you went in under the ground.
No, we went in under the stadium.
Thank you. Fat, Jack.
I haven't helped you there, Bill.
Last November, you and Nick Vlosten travelled through Sumatra to learn about tigers.
Yeah, a bit of a different trip in the off-season, but
Burke and Royce Hart.
It was a good trip, a real eye-opener. And
I love the fact that you just walk past.
Straight over
that
his
horrible
head.
Joke. Yeah, good. Tell us about it, though, because we're all fascinated by tigers. They are the most magnificent animals. Did you get to see them in the wild? What was the story?
No, we didn't get to see any in the wild, which was kind of good because we're walking through this jungle thinking, geez, are we going to come out of here alive? Yeah. So if we did see one, I don't know how it would go, and I don't think they're going to shoot it because they're protected. But it was a real eye-opener, and the club's trying to promote a business with the World Wildlife Foundation and seeing what we can do to help out. So it's still a building process, but I think the club's going to get behind it.
And am I right in saying that while they're still not, pardon my French, Bill, out of the woods, are much better shape, tigers in the wild, than they were, say, 20 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of the protection they're doing towards them is helping, and they're not coming down to villages and eating people. They're staying in their habitat.
Bill, the most incredible animal ever, tigers.
I know. I'd love a cub. Wouldn't you love a cub? Would you like a cub?
No.
Oh, I've got a Wally if you want him.
No, where's Wally?
Hey, as we let you go, we need to recognise a man who's been an amazing footballer, Bill. Aaron Sandilands.
Yeah.
Announced he will retire at the end of the season. 270 games, four-time All-Australian.
Gee.
Didn't realise that.
Four-time
All-Australian, two BNFs, And for a long time, the tallest player the game's ever seen. Has he been eclipsed by anyone?
Mason Cox.
I think maybe
they're the same height.
270 games. That's a lot of trips on a plane.
I know, when you're that big.
Exactly.
And not even a business class seat sorts him out. He has to buy his boots, like have them made online from the States. Yeah. He's been an extraordinary footballer, Big Sandy.
But
so well
is this
done
man,
him.
The fridge here.
Where does that nickname come from? Why are you called the fridge, Jack?
The boys think I'm always full of food. So, Rancy gave it to me, I think, in my second week of being at the club, and it's just stuck. So, yeah, I don't mind it.
Hey, good to see you. Good luck. Tigers on a massive roll Sunday. Get along if you're a fan of the Tigers, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them. Because they want 60,000 to watch this game. Richmond West Coast, as I said, it is 4 playing 3 on the ladder. Mm-hmm. We can't wait for that. Good luck to you, mate.
Thanks for that. Cheers.
Jackie.
Now, the Lord's Ashes Test.
Oh.
The one we look forward to more than any other. Homer cricket. We're up one zip. I've got my violet crumble last night, Fat. I've got a glass of red.
A violet crumble.
Just the little packets you can buy single bits of violet crumble. I turn on, and there's a shot in the background of the covers covering nearly the whole bloody ground.
Yep.
And then there's Heelso boring me senseless about the 97 series over there, which I couldn't give a stuff about.
No, exactly.
Rained all bloody day.
I know, Jim. So
greatest anti-climax ever.
Yep.
Jeez, I was looking forward to it last night.
Oh, mate. It was disappointing, wasn't it?
It was very disappointing.
And what about the people over there who got up at 2 a.m. and they get their suits on and they lined up?
Well, Bill, what people don't realise is the test matches in England are sold out a year in advance. So if you buy tickets to day one at Lord's, you've had them in your pocket for a year.
Oh, no.
You get there.
Do you get a refund?
Well, I'm sure you'd get a refund, but you don't get to see any cricket because you're not guaranteed a ticket the next day. That might be it.
What do the players do when it's rained out all
God.
Day?
Sit in the rooms, sleep. Play cards or probably get their phones back because they're not allowed to have phones in there. But maybe if the game's not on, they can have them and play games on there. I don't know. It's boring as hell. Mm. But therefore, hands. 133.53. I sense there might be a greater anti-climax.
Jim, I don't know if I like this topic.
Oh, I think there might be a greater anti-climax out there than last night. But I want the family to tell me. 133.53. Name a greater anti-climax than last night. The full day's play rained out. First day one of the Lord's Test.
Not one ball bowled. Not one.
All right, let's get on the telephone here and get the thoughts of our family members. Scott Cranbourne, hello, mate.
G'day, boys. How are we?
A bigger disappointment than last night when no play happened at Lord's.
Fizzer.
Well, JB, you, Rabsy, and the rest of the listeners every day experience it. It's Billy's joke.
Yeah!
Good one, Scott.
Yes, I like that.
I don't know if I like this, Jim.
We're off to a good start. Scotty, stay there. Jordan in sunshine. Jordo.
G'day. Hello, boys.
What's more disappointing?
Probably Topics Brown.
Topics. He's been as flat as a Pup Carter's hat, Jordan, this week.
It is flat.
None of them have worked.
Today's was good.
Stay on. There's some
pseudonym.
There are prize winners everywhere here. Yeah. Dwayne Listerfield. Dwayno.
Hey, boy.
What's more anticlimactic than no play last night?
I reckon Billy's performance in the 89, 94 and 95 grand final.
Hey, you missed 92.
What 92? You're a shithouse fat.
Oh, you're a shithouse fat. He's
Greg
a shithouse
from Seymour. Hello, Greg.
Oh, Jim.
Hey, mate. How you going?
What have you got?
Oh, every day it's Bill's crap joke. Every single day.
Jim, I need some loving. I need some loving.
All right, Guy. Fern Tree Gully, something that was worse than having the whole day's play rained out at Lord's last night.
I'm sorry, Bill, but it's got to be your joke, mate.
Yeah.
You're bringing the show down every single day. I listen to you 5 days a week, mate, and it's always the same.
Come on, Guy. What's your real name?
That's it. I might be Todd from Bowen.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that flog. It's a wonder he hasn't rang up.
I love it, Bill. I love it. They've all piled into you, and for good reason. We need to hurry along.
Yeah, we do.
Because we don't want to keep this man waiting for a start. But secondly, today, of course, the passing, Bill, of the incomparable Graham Polly Farmer.
Yep.
One of the all-time greats, not only of the Geelong Footy Club, but of the VFL, AFL in its 150-plus year history. Sam Newman, long-time teammate, of course, of Graham Polly Farmer. We've got him on the line now. And Foss, sad day.
Well, it is. Not unexpected, but of course, doesn't matter how you prepare yourself for these things. When it happens, it's a sad day. But I only have the greatest of memories of that man, Graham Vivian Farmer. He was my inspiration, my hero, and I attribute everything I learnt and achieved in football to playing in a team with that man. And he was rightly a legend of the AFL, and we didn't see him probably at his best even when he came to Geelong. He was probably just past his prime, but the impact he had on that club, Geelong, and the competition at large, and me specifically, was unrivalled.
Brought up in an orphanage over in WA in Perth, and then Sam, when he had one leg shorter than the other, I reckon, and also in his first game for the Cats, hurt his knee and virtually didn't play again that year. Is that right?
That's correct. He used to strap a penny in those days. He used to strap a penny, bandage it onto his cartilage. That's how antiquated our medical staff were, or like everyone's in those days. And he used to sew a little flanneled handkerchief cloth into his jersey up near his neck, and he used to just mop his face down with that and then tuck it back in. Just idiosyncrasies of a great man who, as you rightly say, Fat, overcame a tremendous adversity, rose above it, didn't complain about the cards he was dealt, but got on with it, and through spirit and courage and physical prowess managed to be the best player I've seen.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Force, because you played a lot of football against the great Lee Matthews, and then as a broadcaster post that, saw the Locketts and the Dunstalls and the Ablets and the Careys. He clearly stands as number one for you.
Well, look, those people, that is just a given. They're just stars in their own right, and it's, as I say, it's a very subjective thing, but I suppose my assessment is coloured by the fact that I played on the ground with him for most of his 100 games. I think he played about for Geelong, about 101. Yeah, I wasn't far out. So I played for 5 years, if you like, 4 years, just seeing how he handled his opponents, particularly John Nicholls and all the people who tried to cut him down to size. I saw the way he mastered the art of his craft and how he brought other players into the game with offensive handball, not defensive handball. And he just never wasted an ounce of energy doing things he wasn't able to do. But when he could do them, he did them.
Hey, Force, my old man obviously played against Polly for Claremont in the Waffle before he came to Geelong. But he was legend over there, not only because of his extraordinary ability to play footy, but I reckon he was a salesman of some type, and he used to leave the window of his car three quarters of the way down, and then he'd have a footy in his hand while he was selling whatever it was he was selling. And then from 15 to 20 metres away, he'd go bang, and the ball would go through the car window.
Well, now, look, Jim, it's funny you say that, because these stories tend to be apocryphal. You know, the legend and the myth just gets bigger and bigger. But I could show you, I have a photograph of Polly Farmer when he was a tyre. He had his own tyre business, a road tyre business, tyres that put on a car. He had his own tyre business in Geelong. And when I used to go around and see him at his factory, he used to have the window half. I've got a picture of him hand passing a ball through the window of his car. Right. And when he had some spare time, he just used to stand out there and try and hand pass through the window of a 1965 model Holden.
Hey, why did he get the nickname Polly?
There is a reason. There is an explanation for that, which I just can't remember. It was
Polly the parrot. Polly the parrot.
I think it was Bill. I think he was a chatterer in the orphanage. I think they gave him a. I think it had something to do with the fact that they couldn't keep him quiet, or he was always talking. Yep. I should research that, because I did know that, and I shouldn't have forgotten it. But I forget a lot of things.
You're getting old.
Force, as we let you go, the other thing that I've understood from talking to you and other people is a beautiful man, a beautiful heart.
He was he loved the very close circle and company of his friends. He was introverted and a little shy, but he was a humorous man who liked to joke. but he wasn't a bullion, and he wasn't out there spreading himself around and shy-acking and laughing and thinking he was great and giving people the impression he was a star. He was a very modest star and champion, and he is, I'm not going to say ornament, he was an absolute inspiration to this competition and is deservedly a legend of the competition.
Thank you very much, Force. We love you sharing a very, very unique insight into one of the greats of our game. Thanks for that.
Pleasure.
Every second week we do an idiot file, which goes for about 6 minutes, but could go for 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we don't want to do one every week, we sort of go with an idiot song in between.
Ah,
that's how it works, Bill.
I like the songs.
Yeah. And the songs sort of highlight your inability to do your job, really.
Well, not really.
And this one here is an idiot song to one of the greats by the Beastie Boys.
Ooh.
Yeah! Matt Carum-Downs, Bill.
Hello, Matt.
G'day, lads.
You burped Maddie's name.
I don't think I did, Matt.
There must be another scanning place.
No, it must be. I don't know. Sure. Will you tell me of one? Except for, of course, our man.
Down in Swan.
Bridge Road Imaging.
Yeah.
What's his name, Bill?
Dr. Rowan Smith.
Only been working with us for 5 years. Dr. Rowan White.
Oh, number two draft pick, Jack.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Jack Lacocious.
Yes.
Do you like one, Jill?
Jill. He's now called me Jack and Jill.
Basketballer player. Even basketball player. And I'll tell you what, it'll be as worse.
It will be as worse.
As worse. You gotta fight for your right to party. What about his vineyard out there? Hasn't he got a nice one out of Macedon?
Yeah, definitely. I've been out there. I was lucky enough, and he's got a good setup out there.
What sort of bread's he producing?
Just a Sablon Blanc.
What the hell?
I'm better.
Oh, Bill, you bad enough. Oh, one of the great songs, by the way, from the Beastie Boys.
Shouldn't have ruined it.
But, Bill, what's wrong with you?
No, I'm okay.
And how are we going to get to the end of September?
Well, we're going to have a break, Jim.
When? Like
maybe
a week?
Maybe a week off.
Just a week off?
We'll just go and see the bosses after this.
And so we can get ready for that final assault.
So we regroup. We go away to some Golden Door.
What is that? Imagine Fat turning up to the Golden Door. I'm here to get healthy.
Yeah, exactly, Jim. And regroup, because mentally we're not as sharp.
No, you certainly are not.
And the listeners might have to come with us. Some of them ring in there, Jim.
We're going to have to bring this forward. We're going to reshuffle things a touch. But I did mention off the top the fact that you had a pretty, well, you told us, a pretty ordinary night's sleep.
Ordinary sleep last night, Jimmy boy. Normally sleep okay, but a terrible night in the sack. I tossed and turned and I had like nightmares last night, Jim. I couldn't sleep, my friend.
You don't know what caused it.
Got no idea, because normally I sleep okay.
And that probably explains the rambling off the top.
Oh, that's right.
Fair. You didn't get any sleep.
Didn't, yeah. True,
so it was a real ordinary sort of
normally,
start to the show.
If I have a few beers, I'm okay, but no, I was no good last night. No good.
So what we did is we attached, we knew that you were having issues sleeping.
Yes. What did
so
you do, Jim?
We attached a couple of electrodes to Fat's head.
To my head.
During the course of his sleep to find out what it is that's causing him the issues. So let's play what we recorded.
Sure.
Carlton Draft. Mother's Milk. Geelong. City of Dreams. Lights at GMHBA Stadium. Can see them from the moon. The best in the world.
So that all sounds sort of fine.
Yeah, happy thoughts
that
there, Jim.
All sounds like that's a part of a good night's sleep.
Just throw in Lindsay Lohan and it's perfect.
Is that a fart at the start?
You might have just eased
Never farted in bed, Rabs, have you?
Anyway, so we just kept the electrodes, we kept rolling.
Yes.
And Rabs, it wasn't long before we worked out why Fad had a bad night's sleep. He was visited in his sleep by his arch nemesis.
Carlton Draft.
Overrated.
Geelong.
Cold, windy, hole.
The Cremorne.
Small palmers, expensive pots and a bogan owner.
Geelong Freeway.
Never-ending camera fest.
Packington Street.
Crap street, crap suburb with a really sh** pub in the middle of it.
The Geelong Cats List.
Too old, too slow, won't win a final again this year.
Lights at GMHBA Stadium.
Why would you even light up that shithole?
Bill Brownless.
A fat has-been who's got bigger boobs than Margot Robbie.
What the hell was that?
Suck on that fat stuff, it's Todd from Bowen Heads. Hit it, Rabs.
Jim, you're unbelievable.
Bang!
what is that crap? Jim, where did you get...
He's got into your head.
That vlog, he's not in my head, he's in my bed, he's in my house. He's everywhere.
He's got into your head, Bill.
Piss off, Todd.
That's why you can't sleep.
Mate, Finnegan, where did you get that from, Jim?
Bill, some we of your package the electrodes on your scone, and Todd's made it in there.
Oh, he's still a flog. Well, I'm going to get him one day. I'd love to catch that little turd, Finnegan.
Bigger boobs than Margot Robbie, he reckons.
Well, I'll find out who he is. As soon as he starts talking, I'll know who the flog is. Don't worry about that. What about that production, Jim?
Oh, that's Maddie in there. Well, we had to take a whole lot of raw material to Maddie.
Did he come in?
And then
to do
he
it?
Had to put it. Well, hey, Bill, he's in your head.
Oh.
That's what's causing you to
is
not
Is that
sleep.
What it was? Is that me?
Thank you, Bill.
I'm sorry. I'm going to package that up and send that to radio school,
Accra.
That stuff. Accra.
Yep.
Mate, that is fantastic.
Bill.
He's in my head, Jim. He's in my head.
My favourite bit. Hit it, Raps. Even thrown to his own sting. Oh, yeah.
He thinks he runs this joint now.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.